This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. There are still some people lingering about the HOA discussion on the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney text line, 877-881-1053. If you have fiery thoughts about that, glad to hear it. Otherwise, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today?
Dude, the Stars won on Saturday, and that means that Wednesday is more Stars hockey. We're in full Rangers season right now.
Are you really glad tonight's not game seven? Would you be like so much more like nervous or antsy?
Absolutely, man. I really am happy to be done with that series. The start of a new series is very fresh. Like, I really enjoy this because now we get to go, all right, who is this team? What are they? We've been kind of keeping an eye on them through the season. We know what they were from last year and get those comparisons down. And I like that also the Stars get a break, you know, like from Saturday till Wednesday, they get some time, and Edmonton had a little extra time. So I like that the Stars get this little bit of a break. But yes, Kevin, if we were coming in here today and it was game seven, it would be an awesome day. Like, I'm no doubt about it. It would be an awesome day, but it absolutely would be heart racing. Like whenever the Rangers and Astros, in the ALCS a few years ago, that was intense.
Now, Alec, there's a lot of pressure on you from the 903. I need you guys to be funny today. It's been a rough day. So what do you got to say that's funny?
Do
you
man.
Think Corey should name his dog Arf Vader?
All right.
Or Chewbarca?
Or Ozzy Osbourne?
I think that's more of a cat name, though.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, get a cat. Get a cat.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm intrigued by Alex. Like, no. That's cat name.
Raider of the Lost Park.
I actually like it, but I think of cats more than dogs. Oh. So, yeah. I don't know why. Maybe because my cat hates me and just smacks me all the time. So I'm
sure.
You know, that's kind of what comes to mind first. But yeah, that's a great cat name. I think you should invest there.
So, what do you got to say that's funny?
That was fun. That was pretty funny.
Winnie the Pooch.
Monday? Are you kidding me?
Garfield. Yeah, he hates Mondays too.
Just Garfield like is a cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. You want me to shift away from certain pop culture, Harry Potter?
877-881-1053. If you're tired of Kevin already.
What's your bit, dog?
Like Alec, dude. Alec gets so beat down by you, dude. I think you're just a delightful person.
Thank you.
Alec.
I think you are too, Kevin. I just think that you have some ill-timed jokes.
Uh-huh.
Ron Fleasley.
Okay. I don't want him to have fleas. I don't want a flea-filled dog. I feel like he had them. They've cleaned him up. He's 5 months old. I'm really excited. We'll talk more about him at 1 o'clock. Kevin is trying to push the name Megatron.
Bark Wahlberg.
Chewbarca. Yeah, I get it. I appreciate that whiskey proper. Thank you.
Bark Wahlberg. Jeez. I have a feeling there's going to be a job listing open by the end of the day today.
Mutt Damon. I'm trying to help.
I'm going home.
I'm just trying to help. All right. To get us out of this spiral, give me a hockey highlight. Go ahead and give me cut number 6.
22 seconds left on the power play. Marchman tosses it off the chest of Hellebuck. Played to the corner by Pionk. Circling that, taking it. Harley! Score!
All right. So people said we're letting them down on the funny so far. Just two more for your consideration.
Oh, stop.
Fuzz Aldrin or Snarls Barkley.
Snarls Barkley is always a good one.
You like that one, Alex. Just admit you like it and I'll... Well, hold on.
Oh, man,
that was about to be a disastrous drop.
You were about to pick up on the funny.
No, oh, that was about to be a disastrous HR drop violation. For me. Mm-hmm. All right. So the Stars advance. And like I said, and you just brought this up. I can't express, although I bet a lot of people around the Metroplex are feeling the exact same way right now, how much more ease you have tonight knowing that, like, because the Rangers are off today, clearly no Mavericks or Cowboys.
I hate it. I do hate it.
That we don't have a game tonight?
We have nothing.
Okay, but you wanted a game one tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm relieved that there's no game seven
I would love
tonight.
A Rangers game, you know? Like, just something that was local. Is there something local that I need to tune into tonight? Like, that's something that I do need to know.
I don't.
Otherwise, I guess I'm spending time with the family, you know? I guess.
Wrestling.
I have to do that.
That's true. You can watch wrestling.
Yeah. SmackDown on Monday nights.
Nope. No.
Is it SmackDown?
Nope.
What is it? What's Monday?
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Raw is
on Netflix.
Well, I think maybe the Wings play tonight.
Oh, the Wings. I'll watch some Paige. I'll watch some Enrique.
If you want to get in
which
on
one,
that.
Which one's your favorite? The Wings. That's my favorite, Kevin.
Okay. Look, obviously I'm going to say the one who was there for our interview right now. But, you know, I'm looking forward to
the Wings.
I'm looking forward to the rest of it. But, yeah, absolutely jump in on the Wings. Now, I want to go to a couple things about Game 6 on Saturday night. That was I might have got lost in the shuffle, but that was a power play goal, which means the Stars have now scored a power play goal in seven straight home playoff games.
Awesome.
And that is incredible. But what was really wild to that game is that was it. There's no penalties, nothing. And I know people are caught up in penalty shot, and I think you have some thoughts about that. But after the Jets really stepped it up, with their power play in game five back in Winnipeg after they had just been the worst all series, they get no opportunities in game six.
So, and that's, watching that game too, they let a lot of things go. There were some moments where I was like, oh man, somebody's going to get seriously hurt, especially after the Morrissey injury.
Yes.
It looked like after the Morrissey injury that they wanted to even it out a little bit. And they were like, they started attacking a little bit at the Stars in a certain way. And I was like, whoa, hold on. Let's not do that. But for the most part, Kevin, it was a good hockey game. Like there didn't need to be a lot of penalties called.
For sure.
The netminders were playing out of their minds. Like that was awesome to see. Both offenses were clicking and moving up and down the ice. So it had a really good flow to it. It was smart of the referees to say, we're just gonna let this thing ride because we don't want to be the ones to really screw it up. It was one of those things as we were all probably watching it, thinking to ourselves, the only way a penalty is going to be called is if it's like it was at the very end.
Yes.
That penalty was blatant and everybody saw it and everybody knew it and it needed to be called.
But it was still a smart penalty, right?
Yes.
Because you prevented that breakaway. Well, I mean, that was happening and I realize it cost them, but I don't think that was like a dumb hockey play by any stretch of the imagination.
No, Miro had one kind of similar light to it the other night, you know, where he chased him down. He didn't get called for the penalty because he got there just in time, but he kind of had the same moment where he was behind and everything was gone. This is the last line of defense, or let Otter do what Otter. Good God, man. How lucky are we?
The diving that we
had.
Chest.
And they had the breakaway.
Save.
Wide open, and Otter was just like, I'm sticking it with my knee pad. I got my pad out here. Bam, done. That was fantastic. But
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want it to be a penalty shot.
Interesting.
A lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, that's a penalty shot. And I get it. I didn't want Sam Steele to have a penalty shot against Connor Hellebuck one-on-one in that moment. And even after the game, Sam Steele said he didn't want it either. He was like, the ice was crappy. I was exhausted, you know, so he was like, I needed a breath. So it actually helped them. It benefited them. And if you go back, go back and watch the Tyler Seguin interview in between the period, and the overtime. Tyler Seguin was all business. Every question she asked, it was like he hadn't even thought of what she's asking, because his mind's so focused on, I got to get back in there and know what we're about to do. And I loved how that was. And then I found out everybody doesn't like Leah Hextall, and that was confusing to me. I didn't understand this, that this is a thing. 877-881-1053, if that's a real thing for y'all. But that was, that they were so focused on, DeBoer said, here are the three things we need to do. Guys, go out there, accomplish this, and we can go home. We're good for the rest of this series. And I love that. And is there anything as beautiful as watching Miro say, I'm going to take it up the ice, guys. Just watch how fast I am. And did you just say this?
No.
Oh, sorry. It is
just an interesting turn of phrase.
I'm going to take it up the ice is what he said. And he took it all the way to the net. Now, he didn't score, but it was, I think, two or three different times you saw him just skate the entire ice with the puck, and he is an absolutely beautiful skater. Whenever he's giant, dude, he's giant.
Yes, no, absolutely. I want to go to cut number 8 because it was Mason Appleton who looked like he had the right side of the net, or from my perspective, the left side of the net, wide open. And Ottinger swings over there, kind of blocks it with his chest. At first, I thought it was like his stick, and then seems to punch it in the air. Ottinger, break it down. What happened on that crazy save?
Yeah, I saw Connor come in, and then I thought Lauer was going to shoot it, so I slid over, and then I like blew an edge and just threw a prayer over, and it hit me. So got pretty lucky, and you know, I think we were owed that after some of the bounces we got in this round. So I think it all evens out.
This might not be fair, but then I think about Hellebuck talking about how he has read more about goaltending or whatever than anybody ever. And then you hear Otter's like, yeah, threw up a prayer, got kind of lucky. And so, like, I like that he wasn't like, yeah, I've studied goaltending for 29 years or whatever. I knew based on the angle of this and that that's what he was like. Yeah, I blew the edge, so I had to come back. And I was like, whoops. And I got lucky.
Dude, that was the save of the century for us. You know, like that, just that, the complete dive of it and everything. And it does save the what should have been a goal. And listen, man, I know that team and Scheifele was going through something, man.
For sure.
I know that he was going through something. And that was something that I was just, it was, hey, look, we're on the ice playing right now. And I know those emotions are living with you, but that's something I can't, you know, those guys couldn't think about it. They were asked DeBoer after the game, you know, hey, how do you prepare those guys for it? He was like, we had to prepare like it was any other game. Like, we knew, we understood, we felt for him, but we also understood what we were here to do, and we had to accomplish that. The other, Kevin Otter, after the game, they asked him about Harley's goal and Harley's growth.
Hopefully we'll get to that a little bit later.
All right, we'll get to that later.
In the show, let's stick with Scheifele for just a minute. The 55 for 55 donations for, and if you didn't know, like, you might have watched a TV broadcast on mute, but Scheifele's father passed away, he found out that he had passed away.
Suddenly.
Not
like it was one of those things that had been for a while. It was a sudden thing.
And so people were encouraging the $55 donations for number 55 in honor of Shifley's dad to the Winnipeg Jets Charitable Foundation. And this is something that, you know, we've talked about before. The Bills are really good about this, and they raised more than $30,000 just in the span of 24 hours. And like, again, I know that doesn't fix anything or change anything or make your dad come back, but it is a nice like tribute to how much that player means to the people in Winnipeg and Dallas and the hockey world.
Yeah, after the game, when the goal was scored, they panned directly over to him sitting in the box and his head's just hanging.
And I feel like they usually do that with people who had the penalty, yeah, who gave up the, yeah, goal. And
But that's not the look you're getting. You know, like, yeah, you're not getting that same emotion with those people typically, right? I felt bad for him.
Oh.
In most instances, if it's somebody over there, I'm like, ha ha, sucker, you lost, punk ass. And, you know, wow, that's how I'm feeling. But for him in that moment, I felt bad. Like, I was like, dude, you scored the goal.
Yes.
You scored the goal. It was, as they said at the break, Disney movie all set up. Everything's going well. You're going to go back to game 7, and then you're the one that gives up the penalty and put your team, the only penalty of the game, put your team shorthanded. He's in there forever, Kevin. The players, Lowry and company, had to go get him out of the box. They had to go,
yeah,
fetch him from it and, yeah, say, come on, surround him and hug him and love him. And then whenever he's standing there shaking hands with Jamie Benn, like, it was,
that everybody was, took some extra time. Yeah.
Yeah, man. What amazing effort to be out on the ice too. I told Carter multiple times, Carter and I were watching it. Carter was like, Dad, I don't know if I could get out there. And I was like, yeah, I don't know how either. You see athletes do this all the time, yeah, and the belief that, and you know, your dad, like, guys know exactly the people that have been supporting them and, sure, what they would want them, sure, to do. And that was the reason he was out there, and the team, they lift that team all day long. They said they lifted him up all day to get him in that position, and he goes out and scores. What a great moment, but not, yeah, enough.
It is interesting too, because like, if he wasn't there, obviously they were like, let's do this for Shifley, yeah, but then he is there, and that's a whole different level, especially when he scores the goal. You're like, holy crap, is this happening?
It's destiny. You know, you start believing those things.
And then Steele, Harley, and Ottinger were like, hey, it was a neat moment still.
But this is our moment.
Yeah, I can't let you advance. And then the thing that I know that Alec was really upset about is they had to change the date of his Katy Perry concert tickets.
Dude.
She was supposed to have a show Wednesday at the American Airlines Center, but hockey takes precedent.
You know what
precedent.
Alec said about that? He said at first he was hot and then he was cold. Hmm. He was yes and then no.
Oh, that's one of her songs.
I mean, it was a teenage dream to see her, so, mm-hmm, that was kind of disappointing, mm-hmm, you know. Oh. Had other plans.
Well, look, I don't know when they're going to reschedule this performance, but fingers crossed for you, Alec. Mm. Now,
when she does get the schedule happen, though, she'll be coming at us like a dark horse.
I do like that song. Hey, I don't know if this will help. Maybe this would win your wife over.
I've won her over. She's
naming? No, not for you. Oh. For the dog. Would they consider naming the dog Woof Bader Ginsburg?
You know, Kevin, that does fit her approach. So maybe so.
Christina Aguilera? Nothing for either one of those?
Oh, man. This is going to be a day.
Madness.
Kevin predicted that I would have this dog by this week, and here we are.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.